You over here. This morning I want to tell you an old Christmas story that took place in New York. And it happened to a young couple named Della and James Young. They lived in the city and they lived in an apartment. And it wasn't a fancy apartment because they didn't have very much money. You see, James used to get $30 a week for his work. And now he only got $20 a week. And so by the time they paid for all their expenses, there wasn't much left over. And so here it was, Christmas Eve, and Della was beside herself. She had no Christmas gift for her Jim, as she liked to call him. What was she going to do? She had planned and thought about it, and she had saved penny by penny. But all she was able to save was $1.87. And what could you get for $1.87? Nothing special for her special Jim. And Della began to cry. And she cried and thought about what could she do? What could she get for Jim? Tomorrow was Christmas. And she looked out the window, and as she looked out the little alley cat that was outside, she thought and she thought. And then an idea came to her. And she stopped crying, and she turned away from the window, and as she walked across the room, she walked by the mirror, and she looked at herself in the mirror, and her face went kind of white, thinking about what she was going to do. Della looked at herself, and she touched her hair that she kept up on her head, and she let her hair down. And as her long, beautiful hair cascaded down her body like a waterfall, it fell down below her knees. She had long, beautiful, thick hair. And Della decided, I'm going to sell my hair to get Jim a special Christmas gift. And so she quickly put her hair back up, and she put on her old hat, and she put on her old coat, and she grabbed her purse, and she walked down to the shops in town. And she went to a shop called the hair shop. Now, it's not like a beauty salon that we go to today. It was a shop where things were made of hair, like wigs. And so Della went inside the shop, and she talked to the woman who owned the shop. And she said, will you buy my hair? And the woman said, let me see it. And so Della let her hair down, and as the woman held Della's hair, she looked at it and she said, I'll give you $20 for it. And so Della said, do it quickly, because she was afraid she would change her mind. And so out came the scissors. Snip, snip, snip went all of Della's beautiful hair. But she was okay. She was happy. She now had the money to go get her Jim a special gift. And so she looked through all the shops. And she couldn't find it until she came to the very last shop. And there was the perfect gift in the shop. It was a beautiful watch chain for Jim's watch. You see, Della's pride was in her hair. She took great pride in her hair. But Jim's was in his pocket watch. It was very special because it came from his father and had been his grandfather's. Maybe kind of something like this. This was my great-grandfather's, and my grandmother's, and my dad's, and now it's mine. And like Jim's, this has a leather strap, because Jim didn't have anything more than a leather strap. This didn't actually go with this, but I wanted you to see what a leather strap would be like. You see, a leather strap or a chain hooks onto the pocket watch, and usually the men would wear a vest, and there would be a little pocket right here, and then one strap would the end of the chain or the strap would attach to the watch that would fit in the pocket, and then the other would go in into a buttonhole, and it would hold the watch in place, and they wouldn't lose it. Well, Jim didn't bring his out very often because he didn't want people to see the leather strap, but now Della had the perfect gift, and home she went, excited for Jim to come home and for him to get his gift. And when she got home, she got her curling iron out, and she worked on her hair and tried to fix the cut. Oh boy, Jim was going to kill her for that. He loved her hair. Would he still love her with short hair? Della thought about it. She got supper things ready, but where was Jim? By this time, it was 7 o'clock, and Jim wasn't home, and Jim was never late. But then she heard it. There was the door downstairs. He was coming to the apartments. And so Della did something that she often did. She sent up a quick prayer, and she said, oh God, please help Jim to love me and think I'm pretty, even with short hair. And Jim came in the door. And as Jim looked at Della, Della looked at Jim, and Jim froze. And Jim had a look on his face that Della had never seen before. He didn't look afraid, he didn't look surprised, but she did not know what that look was, and she didn't know what he was thinking. Oh, Jim, I had to sell it. I had to get you a Christmas gift. Do you still love me? Tell me you still love me. It's okay, my hair will regrow. Jim just stood there, and he looked around the room like he was looking for something, and he said, "You cut your hair?" She said, "Yes, Jim, it's gone. I had to. Tell me you still love me." And Jim hugged her, and he said, he assured her that no matter what she did with her hair, he would still love her. He said, as he pulled his hand from his coat pocket, he brought out a little tissue wrapped gift. And he put it on the table and he said, "Della, open your gift I brought for you and you will understand why I reacted like I did." And so Della took the gift and she opened it up. And what Della saw inside made her gasp. It was hair combs, not like what you comb your hair with, but what you put your hair up with, like barrettes. Della had admired those hair combs in the store window, but they were very expensive quality, made from tortoise shell with stones at the top, and Della knew they didn't have enough money, they would never be able to get those for her, and here they were. And so Della held them to her chest, and she said, "Oh, Jim, my hair will grow quickly, you will see." And then she thought, oh, Jim hasn't seen his gift yet. And so Della went to Jim, and she held out her hand, and she said, "Look, Jim, isn't it a dandy? It will go perfectly on your watch. Get your watch out so we can see what it will look like." But Jim didn't. He sat on the couch, and he said, "Della, let's put our gifts away. They're too nice for us to use right now. We'll save them for another time." He said, "Because you see, Della, I sold my watch to buy you those hair combs for your hair." You see, Della and Jim had given each other the best that they had. They sacrificed the best thing that they had to show each other their love. And even though their love was so great, there is someone that has a much greater love for you. Do you know who that is? Someone who has given you the greatest gift you could ever have. That's God. He gave you Jesus, and that's why we celebrate Christmas this time of year. Would you like to put this in with the nativity, honey? Put it right in the center there. And Jesus, who gave his life, the very best that he could give because of his great love for you. So soon you will be celebrating Christmas, and I want to ask you a question. Did you guys get a gift for Jesus? Think about that. When Christmas Eve comes and Christmas Day comes, before you open your gifts, try and remember to take a pause and thank God for your family and for the gifts you're going to open. But I also hope that when you bow your heads, that you will give Jesus the best gift that you could ever give him, and that's your hearts. Okay? Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for Jesus. Were it not for him, we wouldn't be sitting here today and we wouldn't be celebrating his birth this year. We thank you for that beautiful gift, and we just pray that we will always remember that Christmas we celebrate because of what you have given to us and because what Jesus has done for us. In his name we pray. Amen. Okay, you can come over. I have something for you. Here, buddy. You want one? Don't forget to pick up the offering. You're so welcome. Thank you guys for listening so well. Here you go, sweetheart. You're welcome, honey. You guys have a Merry Christmas, okay? You're welcome. Here it is.